Need LASIK? Trust the experienced team at the LASIK Center at Evergreen Eye Center. No glasses, no contacts, no limits. What will you do? LASIK at evergreen.com.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
And welcome back to Brooke and Jubal's expose on the history of the wink. The wink really started catching fire in the 20s. When it was the best time to let your gal know that you knew of the closest speakeasy. You'd throw her a wink, and then you guys could go drink all night long at some seedy bar. But it was really the 70s where the wink really caught its stride. And groovy cats were winking at all the foxy ladies, taking them down to the disco to do the hustle and the wink.
Wow, I feel like I've just been schooled.
But sadly, after the 70s, the wink fell on hard times.
Oh, yeah, it did.
And it's sort of been dead since the 90s. But now it's been revived by one man named Ryan, who's on the phone for a second date update right now. And Ryan apparently met the girl he wants to call today because of a wink.
Single-handedly reviving
it. Yep, you're reviving the wink, Ryan. Interesting. I didn't know winking still happened.
Oh, yeah. I wink at everyone.
You're just throwing them out there willy-nilly. Like, doesn't matter what they're like. You're just winking away.
It's a bold move.
Oh, no. She winked at me.
Okay.
Yeah, I've winked before, but no, she winked at me.
Oh, wow. A lady bringing the wink back. That's weird, man. I've not heard of anybody meeting through a wink. So tell us about the girl you want to call today. What's her name?
Her name is Paige. So we were at a house party, right? And I saw her across the room. She was smiling and laughing with her friends.
Okay.
So then I just casually walked over and I said to her, "Hey, I saw you winking at me from across the room," which she didn't, but I said it anyway.
Oh, okay. She didn't
wink. I see.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right.
Did she think that was cute, obviously?
Well, no, at first she was kind of weirded out and said, "No, I did not wink at you." But then I said, "No, let me double check. Let me take a moment and let's reenact this." So I went back across the room and I waited for her to wink again, although she didn't. But I walked across the room again and I said, "I'm pretty sure you winked. I'm almost positive." So
nice.
Then she started laughing.
Okay. Oh, she did laugh. Okay.
Funny. All right.
Basically, when you went across the room, you gave her an out to leave. So she was interested.
Well, at least it worked.
Yeah. So did you guys just hang out that night or did you go on a date?
So we hung out for about an hour. We just talked about life and our goals and what inspires us.
Wow.
It was really, really cool. Yeah.
You guys got deep quick.
Yeah, it was kind of surprising, actually. I didn't expect that, considering how corny my pickup line was.
Yeah, yeah, right?
Not bad. So did you guys go out on an actual date?
Well, no. I mean, that was technically, I guess, the first day of hanging out at the party.
Okay, so you've been trying to get her to go out with you again after meeting her at this party, and she is not calling you back, or what?
Well, so it kind of ended a little weird. I asked to call her, and she said yes. But then instead of, you know, like me giving her a kiss on the cheek or, you know, like a hug or some kind of embrace, she just reached out with her hand, basically was signifying a handshake.
Whoa. And you didn't slap her hand away and be like, "No, we kiss over here." And then,
well, I didn't quite know what to do with that. She just kind of reached out and I was like, "What is she doing?" And then I realized it was a handshake.
Uh-huh.
So I kind of just slowly went in and shook her hand.
Oh, awkward.
I mean, that is a setting her boundary move, right? Like, that's her letting you know this is where I'm at right now.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it was a first for me. I've never had a connection with a girl and then she wants me to shake her hand. Yeah.
Otherwise, she seemed interested?
Well, okay, so there was this point in the night where we were conversing. We actually moved rooms because it was really loud in the room we were in, so we had a hard time hearing each other. And we went upstairs just to find a quiet spot just to chat. And we accidentally walked in on some people.
Ooh.
Oh. Sounds like they weren't just people sitting in the room. Like.
And how many people are we talking about that you walked in on?
Look, I'm not going to go into details about that. But let me just say, we basically walked in and immediately, it was one of those movie moments where we slowly walked out and closed the door slowly.
Yeah.
I had no idea that Chad could twist in those ways.
Yeah.
Did her demeanor change after that? Did she go from friendly to maybe a little colder or anything?
She definitely felt awkward. And I didn't at first. Of course, that changed once I kind of put two and two together, and she might have thought I was bringing her up there to join them.
That's what I would have thought. Yeah. That's exactly the first thing I thought of when
Seems
you said that.
A little coincidental, yeah.
I didn't even know who were the people that were in. I didn't know the people in the room at all.
Right, sure.
Definitely not me.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go to
I'm telling you. I'm not lying, man.
Isn't it loud in here?
Exactly.
I know a nice quiet room upstairs. Oh,
we can relax.
Whoa. Look at what we just walked into.
It did not go down like that. I assure you guys, that was not my intention.
Yeah.
It just was an accident.
All it doesn't right. matter. I mean, that's why you got a handshake. I'm certain of it at this point.
No.
Absolutely.
Oh, great. Man. I really liked this girl. I thought, you know, all the reason to call her again and make this right.
Okay.
And clear the air.
Good.
All right. Well, we'll play a song, come back, and then call her and get your second date update, okay?
Thanks.
All right, hang on. I wanna be
your aim. Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
If you're just tuning in for today's second date update, Ryan is on the phone with us and he wants to call a girl named Paige. Ryan, I don't care so much that she's not calling you back. That's not what I'm really focusing on.
What?
You met this girl at a party. You said everything was going cool. And then there was a moment where you went to switch rooms because where you were at was too loud. And then you opened the door to this room and there was a bunch of people in there getting freaky. And that's the part that's got me kind of twisted up, Ryan. Like, I need more details on that specific moment.
No, you don't.
Because I'm just wondering, like, how many people, was everybody focusing on one person? Or was there, like, I've drawn a picture. I've got a picture I just drew, and I want to make sure that it's correct. So if you could give me any more details, Ryan, I'd appreciate it.
He's
on that part of your
it.
Date, please. Can you hook me up?
I'm not going into details. We're not going to go down that road. I already told you.
Okay.
Seriously,
Jubal, is there any sounds you can remember? Maybe a sound you can remember?
That is what the internet is for you, dude.
I'm not going down that road.
Good. Don't.
Oh,
see?
All right.
Which makes it even more believable that you didn't on purpose bring the girl to that room.
I did not bring her to that room on purpose.
I don't care. I just want to know what was happening in there. All right. Well, we'll continue on, I guess, and we'll call Paige, even though that's not the really important part of the story.
You're a weird dude, man.
Yeah.
Did you say there was a weird dude in there?
No.
Talking about you, unless you were there, sir.
Damn. All right. Well, I'm going to dial Paige's phone number and see if, well, first see if she'll give me the details and then find out why she's not calling you back.
Yeah. Do not ask her about the details. That's going to make his situation worse.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Paige?
Yes. Who's this?
Hey, Paige. This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Get out.
Hey, Paige.
I don't want to get out right now. I want to talk to you more.
I don't think she meant literally.
What are you doing?
Standing That's a good in question.
Front of a microphone talking to you on the phone right now? What are you doing?
I'm surprised that you guys are calling me. What's up?
Not much.
Paige, you sound so cool. I want to hang out with you already. You're just chill.
I am cool.
Yeah.
Thank you. We'd have fun.
You sound cool. And the dude that went on a date with you and wants to call you for a second date update thought you were cool too.
Oh, that's why you're calling me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know who would want to do a second date update with you?
Not really, no.
I think this one would be confusing because I wouldn't even consider your first hangout an actual date.
Okay.
His name is Ryan. You remember meeting a dude named Ryan at a party?
Oh.
He said that he met you at this party and he's been texting you to hang out, but you have not gotten back to him.
That's true.
Why is that true? Is there a particular reason that you don't like Ryan?
Don't like is a harsh way of saying it. I just didn't feel the need to talk to him again.
He has, I mean, we've kind of worked out a theory on why you're not calling him back.
Why do you think?
Because he led you to a room where there was a bunch of people doing stuff with each other.
Oh, my God. He told you that?
Yeah. How many people was it in there? Just curious.
It was. You know, more than a few.
Oh, cool. All
right. Oh, my God. What did you think when you opened that door and saw that?
I was surprised.
I would assume so.
It's usually surprising when you open a door and something like that's going on. Pleasant surprise or a bad surprise? That's the question, I guess.
I was a pleasant surprise.
Pleasant? Oh, what?
Huh?
You were into it?
Hold on.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of bold of him to do something like that. You know, kind of taking me to this room seemed like, oh, my God, this guy is kind of on another level. Kind of cool. I liked it. And so
Whoa. That
was game.
You were
down to hang out
what?
In that room.
Well, I was until first he kind of pulled me a little bit, and I kind of held, you know, I stood kind of strong, trying to let him know it was cool. But then he kind of pulled me a little harder, and he shut the door, and I thought, what's that about?
Oh, my God.
Oh, so you were actually disappointed that you guys left the room.
Yeah, it was kind of exciting, you know.
Whoa.
Okay, and why didn't you tell him that?
Well, I kind of wanted to see his reaction, too, but then he just seemed to turn into a big prude.
Okay.
Turned into a big prude.
This is not the direction we thought
yeah.
this was going to go.
No, Ryan actually thought that maybe you thought he took you to that room on purpose and it turned you off. But apparently it did the opposite.
Why would it turn me off?
Well, because you gave up.
I
mean, it's a shock. It's a lot when you literally have only said hi to someone, basically.
Yeah.
And then you gave him a handshake at the end.
Yeah, because after he shut the door and then we started having these long, drawn-out, boring conversations, I was like, he did it on accident, I guess, and he just seemed like he was going to be a bore.
Man, Ryan
okay.
got totally mixed signals
wow.
from you.
My mind is
I don't
blown.
Think that it was... I think Ryan doesn't get it.
No.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's definitely not going to get it, it sounds like, but... Paige, Ryan is on the phone and wants to talk to you right now, unless he got scared and left. Ryan, you there?
Paige, I had no idea that you were into that kind of thing. That was totally on accident that I took you into that room.
Did you hear what we just said?
Yeah, I heard everything.
Oh, my God. You guys are crazy.
So, wait, Ryan, are you feeling... What are you feeling?
I don't know what I'm feeling right now. I'm so confused.
Like sad that you missed an opportunity, intimidated. Like...
I'm kind of confused, but I'm also like turned on a little bit. And I'm also, I don't quite understand. Like, okay, I assure you I'm not approved, but I didn't want to like.
I know, Ryan, you wanted to get out of that room pretty fast.
Yes, because I was worried about what you were going to think.
Well, you could have just asked me what I thought.
Oh.
Well, you got so quiet and a little awkward afterwards, so I wasn't sure how you felt.
I was quiet because I was hoping that you were going to invite me, but you never did.
Wow, Paige.
I love Paige.
Paige, I was hoping to, you know, like win you over kind of thing, but I didn't really exactly want to win you over with a bunch of other people in the same room. Like what I mean is I don't want a bunch of other people winning you over at the exact same time.
Oh,
I'm trying to win you over.
God. What is going on
I don't know, but I think... Ryan, are you looking for the same thing Paige is looking for at this point?
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely.
Really? You are?
I don't think you even know what Paige is looking for.
I don't either, but I want to go down that road.
Okay, you're ready to try it out. Well, in that case, Paige, would you like to go out on a second date with Ryan and maybe many others? I don't know, but
oh
we will
gosh.
Pay for you two to go out at least.
You know, it was spontaneous, right? That moment was so brand new and spontaneous, and he didn't seem down at the time. Ryan, you just didn't pick up the signals. And I just, you know, I don't think it would be right to go on a second date and not feel like you can be spontaneous.
Are you serious?
We can't go back and relive that moment, so.
Yes, we can. I'm all about living in the moment, Paige.
All right.
I know a bunch of parties where all of that's going on constantly.
Oh, my gosh.
You do?
Yes, my friends are freakadelic. You know, they like do crazy shit.
I don't know if I believe them.
Yeah, but now I don't know. Now I'm going to go, and you're going to be expecting me to want to do something like that. Mm-hmm. And then what if I want to do something different?
Yes.
What are you going to do, Ryan?
Spontaneous.
She brings up a good point.
Paige, if you're asking me to watch, I can watch. I've done it before. I'm a pro.
Oh, I'm a pro.
I'm a pro. What do you think?
Paige, is any of this, like, attractive to you?
I just think, you know, our time is over, Ryan. And, you know, you missed it.
Oh, that my God.
Boat has sailed.
Damn it.
All right, well, Ryan, I'm sorry you didn't get a second date. And Paige, I'm sorry that Ryan didn't seize the moment. Oh. And I'm sure you'll find other opportunities, though, if you just keep your eyes open.
There's no way that this could be my life.
You know what, Ryan? Why don't you text me when you're at one of those parties? And if I see you around, I see you around. How about that?
Done.
Done.
All right. Well.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Okay. Text in at 78592. It says, wow, I need a page. A lot of people are feeling that way. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning talking about today's second date update. If you missed it, this dude Ryan wanted to call Paige. They went to a party together. That's where they met. Actually, they didn't go together, but they met there. And she wasn't calling back. He thought she wasn't calling back because there was an awkward moment where they walked in on some people having fun.
Yeah.
In a room. I think you know what I mean by having fun.
Yep.
And more than one person. More than two
and
people. Lots of people.
Sorry for the conversation you just had to have with your kids in the car.
He thought maybe she thought he planned that, was trying to get her to do it, and that's why she wasn't calling back. But in reality, she wasn't calling back because he didn't invite her into the room.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And that he was super awkward about it afterwards. She's so chill.
She thought he was a prude.
Yeah, he's a prude.
And she's like, you know what? If we run into each other at a party, it's going to be cool. But
but other than that, we can't go out again.
Oh.
Sorry.
I don't have that much coolness in at all.
Well, maybe you can hang out with Paige and learn a thing or two or three or four or five.
I think
who knows?
She could teach me a lot.
Remember, if you want to do a second date update, all you have to do is email the show and we will call the person who didn't call you back.
Move at 92.5.